you have anything going since you got back?
We've been kind of working with Mike's guy that signed it.
We're
supposed to have a lady tonight, and her dad had to go in for surgery yesterday, so she's tied up with her mom, so she canceled for tonight.
Well, do you get a feeling that people are listening to you nowadays? Or are they all still freaked out and hanging around their basement?
I don't know. Comes and goes.
Do you get out much?
I can't hear you at all.
That's kind of rude. Is that better now?
Yeah, much better. What'd you do?
Okay. I stuck it in my mouth. Are you getting out much?
Yeah.
Well, what kinds of things do you do during the day?
All kinds of things. Chase all over.
Are you volunteering?
What?
Are you volunteering or joining any clubs or anything like that?
No, just swimming in high school swimming. Now that's done, so thank goodness.
Well, it might be something to start looking into, seeing if you can get into some of the local groups. It's amazing when you hang around people for 2 or 3 weeks how many prospects there really are. If you meet them more than a couple of times and you're working with them on a project somewhere or that kind of thing, just like you guys with the swim team, like you with the band and the high school swimming and stuff, they become people that really trust you.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of these little groups out there. It's just a matter of finding them.
Yeah.
So you could, like, perform the what about WebEx?
Are you doing your WebEx tonight?
No, I'm up. My computers right now are really bad.
Okay.
So I am trying to get that last minute. I've got one that I actually have to go in and redo the whole thing and... Do you do all that stuff? Have you formatted hard drives and all that?
No.
It's fun.
Well, I think what I... Steve. did you approach your guy, Steve?
I approached. Left information. Just following up.
Okay, well now you need to, back that up with 16 average people as fast as you can so it doesn't really... bug you.
Right.
You add up so much activity. Okay, we've got a couple things going. Steve was not at the event, but Michelle, could you describe what the what Ignite 6 is?
No, not really. The contest?
Yeah, do you remember? Remember any of the details?
I don't. I have it looked that way. It was by the computer. With mass 50,000 volume or something, Russell's saying?
You have to have 50,000 volume.
50,000 volume in 6 months.
Right. Sign up 16 years.
Can't hear you.
21 presentations. You can do a 21 club, but the minimum for the Ignite 6 is 21 over the whole 6 months. But if you do a successful 21 club, and the that takes care of the requirements. And you can also do a Paragon award.
Let's start slow for Granny Deafness there, okay? It said this feature is not enabled.
Yeah, got that.
Did you hear me, though? Can, could, better is good?
I can hear you, but Steve is about 2 words out of every 6.
I think that's probably because of my line. I'll call back on my cell.
Hello. Is he better now?
No.
How about now?
Well, you try that. Steve, talk.
I'm going to call back on my cell.
Are we doing a WebEx right now?
No. Is that Eric?
Yes, it is.
Oh, very good. We're talking about the Ignite 6. Have you heard that one yet?
The what?
Ignite 6 contest at NECAN?
No, I haven't.
I have.
That must be Andre.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Hey, Andre, how does it work?
What's that?
How does it work?
You know, I don't really remember, Jerry. I'd let you explain it.
No, Andre.
I know how
gold
works, but...
All right, you guys, I want you to say wahoo for the next gold, the most recent gold in all of NECAN.
Wahoo!
Thank you.
That was only one of us.
At least somebody's thinking. So, Andre, fill us in. How's the gold made?
How's the gold made? Simple. 3 silvers.
That's simple. Is there any work involved?
What's that?
Is there any work involved?
Yes, there is.
What would you say that you would tell people that want to go gold? What kind of work should they do and how much of it?
What kind of work? Work with your downline, I'd say. I don't know, and that's what we've been doing, and quite a bit of it. Marina, my wife, she quit her job, so she's doing it full-time, and I'm doing as much as I can, too. So, brah.
Well, why don't you describe how you found your 3 silvers?
Accidentally, actually. was my father-in-law. He was like, he didn't really want to listen to it, but he was one of the first ones that got in, and he was our silver that pushed us to silver. And then the next silver was Reuben. He got to silver 2 months after, you know, the second month when he was in. And at the same time, under him, there was another silver. His sister, she kind of put, they all pushed him up to silver. But he was also working with all their downline, his downline, I guess. And then the third silver is Yuri. He got the silver in the 2 month deal. I guess he can do up to 4 months now. And he got there within 2 months. And he's our third silver. Pretty sweet.
How did you meet Yuri? I mean, Reuben and yeah, Yuri, right?
Yeah, Reuben in church. I was just gonna start talking to him. He did not even want to really listen. He actually said, I don't know. I thought it was kind of retarded at first. And then he had time and he met with Jerry and he said it was supposed to be like half an hour thing, but they ended up being there for like, what, 3 hours or something?
Yeah, he wasn't letting me go, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But Reuben was one of those guys that didn't start right away.
No, he didn't. And he was like, you know, kind of afraid of buying the products right away. He's like, well, I don't know. And then it helped his wife the same way it helped my wife with kidneys, and I think she had some kind of other thing that, I don't know, a woman problem, and, you know, after that, he just went at it. He was like, wow, this is amazing. He got all his products, and then he just really started going at it, and now his parents just lit it up really, 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 like, I don't know how you would call it, but they got people all over the United States already, and it's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. We have people probably in at least 10 states, I think.
What did his parents see? Why did his parents go so crazy?
Well, 'cause his dad, he's all into all these, you know, natural herbs and all that. Just to heal people and stuff with that stuff. And after he found out about this, he was just all over it. And he started sharing with people because he knew a lot of people that needed stuff. And, you know, he knew a lot of sick people, I guess you could say. And now a few of these sick people are turning around and doing it as a business already. And we got a guy in North Carolina, I think, that's really going at it. And now we got Florida starting up too, and, no, I don't even know yeah, but we got quite a few.
Did the cousins in Florida eventually start?
Yeah, they're starting actually this month, and they got two people that are ready to sign up and buy products in any time. And because this is our third month, and we better get our points in.
Are they a personal group, or are they under somebody?
They're still our personal group. They're under my dad, and he's still a senior. And, because he's still got to go.
He's working on California, too, isn't he?
My dad?
Yeah.
He's got Seattle for now, and then Florida. And I think he's got a few people in California, but nobody signed up over there yet.
So now you've got, in order to get to platinum, you've got to get two more people.
You know what? I think we're going to get these guys to gold before that happens. Each one of them is going to become gold.
Yeah, so you got four legs out of which you want to get three golds, right?
Yeah, well, I think they're all going to go. We're still getting new people in, though. I mean, I got a few previews that are going to be going on this week that, you know, I can't make to them because I'm out of town, but Marina's doing them. She's actually at a preview right now, doing a preview, and we're building our personal group now. Just we wanted to get, you know, at least three staple silvers right away so we can get pushed up in gold. And now we're going to start building up our personal group. And, you know, I'm not concentrating on how big it's going to be. I just want to get as many people as I can that are going to really, really work at it. You know, it seemed like, you know, every person that we kind of got in, almost every single person, we only have like seven people, I think, and four of them are actually doing something. And, you know, it seems like everybody that we kind of start working with and, you know, we kind of push them, and they start working, they start going at it, you know, and I don't know, so far they're silvers, you know, it's not that far, but within a couple months, it's still pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it's exceptional. Now you need to give each one of them credit, and one of the big secrets from here is that you want to introduce them to each other and have places where you can have maybe one call a week where they meet, and then you mention their name, and they grow, but we want to have some organization to that.
Well, see, we started doing the same thing you do, Jerry. I mean, we got a hotel room or like a meeting room in a hotel, and we just started doing our previews, and everybody comes over there, you know, with as much people as we can get each time, and it's kind of getting bigger, you know, as we're doing it. So that kind of gets them together and, you know, helps them kind of ignite even more, you know.
Okay, so does anybody have any questions who are seeing this, which is really exploding in the, gosh, you guys are pretty deep in some legs too, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we got seventh level already.
And those people are sponsoring even without really talking to you much. Some of them are sponsoring that you haven't even met yet.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we have probably, well, I don't know, almost 130 people, I think. And at least 70% of them, I don't even know who they are. And they're just, you know, and they're just coming up, you know, Kansas, whatever, Nebraska, I think we got California, Minnesota, Michigan, New York, I don't know, whatever.
Well, one of the key ingredients is to make sure that we get them some recognition. Get the list of volumes for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
Who finds that helpful?
So,
you guys get that email? Eric, did you get that email?
Jerry, you talking to me?
Eric, did you get that email? Eric, you're on mute. Russell and Michelle, did you get that email?
Yeah, the volume email?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're fading in and out really bad. I didn't even hear you say that.
That's really weird. Are some people hearing me okay?
I've been hearing you okay.
Yeah, very well. We're not hearing hardly anybody very well, so you talk really close, loud, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to talk right on the speaker, and I did just fuller. Can you understand me now?
That's better, but it sounds like your signal's going through an ocean.
I can hear him fine.
Can you hear Andre okay?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear Andre.
Maybe because I'm closer to you. I'm in Ellensburg.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions of Andre?
Hello?
Yeah.
Back now.
I'm sorry, I had to change over and make an appointment with the guy. Sorry about that, Jerry.
Oh, no problem. That's a good thing.
I'm going to go gold.
Good. And why, Eric, do you need to go gold?
Because my downline just passed me up.
Eric, you need to go diamond already, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Andre.
You got what? You got silvers.
Well, I set 3 appointments today, so hopefully I'm getting some stuff out of this.
Yeah, you got 5th level silvers already.
I know.
But that's good, you know. Once you get up there, you're going to be making pretty good.
That's the objective.
Eric, can you describe for the group what it means to leave money on the table? How could you leave money on the table and you can?
Well, let's see. Sign somebody up whose name is Marina and Andre, who go absolutely berserk with Nikin, and you try to keep up, but they pass you, and they start getting really deep, and you're only able to earn money off a certain level as a silver. So the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th levels, which they have now, I'm not earning anything off of that. So I'm leaving all that money on the table.
And is that Just from an interest standpoint, as people build their teams and the strategy of building, do you find that as a stronger motivator than the potential for gain is the fear of loss?
Yes, I do. It's a huge motivator for me.
And so we want to configure the growth and development of the teams, if we can, with a fear of loss more than a proposal for gain, right?
Yep.
So what strategy might we use to do that?
Okay. Keep working, and then keep working some more.
And work deep, right?
That's right. Keep digging deep. Ask for referrals.
And if you go deep, then people will start leaving money on the table, and they'll want to get it back.
That's right.
So, Eric, you don't seem to have any problems with the initial turnover of a prospect. Let's go back and revisit a little bit of that. What we've got now is we've got Andre and Marina, who have perfected working with people in depth. And Eric, who has some real good luck working with people in just at least the introductory process at the beginning. And then the processing plant needs to be cleaned up for those people, so they all have an opportunity to go through enough steps to make a decision. So what are some of the keys you use again to turn the stones over?
Oh, getting in front of them and then doing a follow-up as quickly as possible. Like WebEx is a humongous tool, and I'm going to incorporate that. Is pretty much my second step, where after the initial meeting, if they say, yeah, this looks pretty interesting, I'm just going to go ahead and set up a WebEx and say, I'm going to call you in the next couple hours with a date and time for when we can sit down on our computers, get on a conference line, and go over a WebEx.
Now, I think Steve, you listen probably more or watch more WebEx than anybody. Who are some of the people who do them well?
What was that, Dennis Williams?
Just Dennis Williams, or did you say another name?
Jerry White.
Steve, did you have an opinion on some of those?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding you, Jerry.
Okay, Eric, repeat the question for him.
What's that again, Jerry?
I must be having a pretty poor connection here, but I will be home in about 5 minutes and so I can get on a regular phone. But Eric, can you repeat the question for Steve? That is, if he doesn't understand the question when I say it, are you hearing me okay?
Hearing you.
Okay, the question is, Steve's listened to lots of WebExes. Does he have a favorite presenter?
As far as the being the most polished in the with his presentation, it hands down has to be Dennis Williams.
As far as, find him.
Yeah, I agree.
As far as the knowledge that I'm able to... What's that?
Go ahead with the knowledge point.
As far as with the knowledge, Jerry, I really feel, has given us a tremendous amount to chew on, and as far as being able to share with us what builds, how to do this, how to do that, and I'm very thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis is a tremendous presenter, and when we go through the information, oh my goodness, that's a horrible echo. I don't know why I'm on echoing so bad tonight, but because I'm on my cell phone. But anyway, I'm just very thankful for the information that Jerry shared with us.
When you access Dennis's WebEx, where do you go?
I just go either to ybhurton.biz and click on WebEx presentations, or I go to the company site and just see who's got something scheduled that day.
And it's on the company site. How do you find it?
It's https://. And I have to look for more.
EnriqueWallace.webex.com. Right?
I believe that's correct.
Now, there's another way. And I want you all to begin to research a bit of this week. Go to thewellnessnetwork.com.
Right. Yeah, that's the third way.
And what's on there is some other very good presenters. Terry Latham and Kathy and Bernie Bowman out of Canada. Here's the point. If you want somebody to see a pre-done with PowerPoint presentation, there are a number of people who are doing them throughout the week, and your people can join them anytime they want to. Has anybody seen a Kathy Dolman one yet?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Rob Mason has done a couple that have been very great.
So that's one central location people can go to find it, because Dennis Williams is on there as well. So wouldn't it be good if we could go to one central place all the time and we wouldn't have to remember all those different places? Go to wellnessnetwork.com and they'll be on there, and you just, it'll give you the dates and times, and when you go on, just click join and you can get right in. So if you're going to bring somebody to a WebEx, and then we go to the next step, which is to experience the products, let's bring up an interesting point. Crystal? Michelle? Did you meet anybody in Florida? Eric, can you hear me?
Who was that?
Anyone, can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
Okay, so Michelle, did you pick up any possibilities in Florida.
Hello? We're not hearing you.
Andre, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you guys pick up any prospects in Florida other than family?
Yeah, there was six families at my cousin's house, and two of them are getting in this week, I think.
Were there any that you met at the hotel?
I think we met a lady on the plane, and, you know, I can't remember.
So how do we handle those when we have them at distance? What would be the best method?
WebEx.
But it's all follow-up, right?
Yeah. Is that what you mean, follow-up, or what do you ask?
No, see, a lot of people just, they won't bring it up, or they won't know what to do next in following up with somebody who lives out of town, because you can't do an ABC across the table from them, and you can't do a wireless preview with them, and what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, I mean, over the internet is the best way, you know, to do it. If you can't go over there every day, of course you can't.
We need to introduce them to each other as well. Does that make sense to everyone? Bus driver at Disneyland named Frank, the guy is all over this. I'd love to introduce him to other people who are looking at during their first or second week on WebEx. And I think we can begin to start to work toward that end together as a group if we just plan when this stuff is coming up. Make sense?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But we need, now that we're going to be exploding out into other states, we really need to have some ability to run some of these people who are on their own. By not making them on their own, they have to be able to join a team. We're going to be, want to invite everybody to come to Terry Latham's 7 o'clock Monday call next week. And on this call, it's actually Mike and Terry, but they're going to be sharing the growth that's occurring in Terry's organization. He's asked us to get more serious about working together with their team, and began to put together a Monday call where many of you will be involved in that Monday call. The difference is going to be, it's going to be not just me, but it's going to be me and Terry working together as the leader moderators. And it's going to be 3, 4, or 5 of Terry's people that are on a platinum run, together with 3 or 4 of our people that are on a platinum run. And then what you're doing is you're working with Crossline, and it'll provide a whole different perspective than just everybody being in my group. You'll be more exciting, I think, and you'll get more recognition, and you'll get more perspective and information from people coming from Crossline groups. You see the advantage of that? Next Monday, that'll be 7 o'clock Pacific time, we'll be listening in, and by that time, Terry and I will probably have put together the specifics for this call. In this call, I've been just kind of walking through and holding it together a bit, but we're going to get very serious about working toward the Ignite 6 and using that as a basis to launch from. And then becoming aware of the NECAN offerings, bonuses, all that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and dial in on a land-based line, and maybe people will be able to hear me more clearly. But are there any questions that people have specifically as we start to move into, well, I got one full story I want to tell you, but as we start to move into the next phase of explosion, any questions?
Greg?
Yep.
So did everybody have a great time down there?
I didn't go.
Andre still there? Marion on the call tonight?
Who's talking?
Steve Crowfoot.
I can't tell what you're saying. Sorry. Just ruffle.
Wow. Not coming in on either my landline or my cell phone tonight.
I think the center that all the phone calls are going to is having problems.
I can hear you.
Still there?
I'm here. Uh-huh.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, we can hear you better.
Oh, good. Russell, Michelle, can you hear me?
I can hear you much better, yes.
Okay. And Eric, you're still on?
Sure.
Okay, Andre's still here. Okay, so we're going to be working together with Terry, and here's an interesting story that you guys who were at the convention, do you remember the story about the main speaker when he talked about the horse race? Yeah, Michelle, what was that all about?
Can't hear you clearly.
All right. Am I better now?
Yeah, you're a lot better than you were before.
Okay, Russ and Michelle, can you hear me at all?
You're killing me. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now. Can you tell the story of the horse race that was done by the main speaker?
Partially, but I didn't get all of it. But, As a young boy, he went to the horse races with his father, and his father said, watch the horses and tell me what happens in the horse race. And he watched several races and couldn't tell really what was happening in the sense of what the lesson was to be about. The lesson was to be watching to see which horses were whipped and what happened to those horses.
And what was the moral of the story?
That's part of the part I missed.
did you pick it up, Andre?
But if you whipped the horses in the back, they stayed in the back and like they were demoralized. They would never move up.
Good. Andre, are you still on? He must have dropped off. Eric, you with us?
Yep.
Good story, I'll tell you. All right, Michelle, anything else you want to add to that? You probably can't hear me, can you?
I can hear you fine.
Your voice is coming in and out. You're really dropping off. You're not turning away, are you?
No, you know what I think it might be, though, Russ, is it might be your phone.
Yeah, you might have to call back in.
Yeah, we can hear you pretty clearly, but I think a lot of our people on here are falling off. For you, I'm gonna just well. So, but here was the lesson to take away from that. Then I'm gonna tell a second story. Hopefully, Russell and Michelle can hear it, and it's gonna be very pertinent to. Your teams and how they work. Russell brought up that at the horse race, the mentor was teaching the little boy that the horses who get whipped are the horses at the front. And they save the whip on the horses at the back. And the point was that Russell brought up that if the horses in the back get whipped, they're doing an effort, but it's not enough. It'll demoralize them, and they may not want to race again. But the horses in the front, when you apply the whip, they get more motivated to go out and do the last big effort to make the win. And his point was, in your team, as you're building your team, as you're building yourself toward your Nikan successes, when you're getting near, when it's starting to work, when you get momentum, when you're where Andre and Marina are, when you're where Eric is, the worst thing in the world that you can do when you start to build this momentum is to take time off and relax. It's time to add the whip. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yep. Totally.
And the same thing with your people who are coming is to continue the motivation and to continue to push all the way through. Break through to the win. Now let's talk about the other side of it. Do any of you know somebody that if they were giving a strong effort, or in their own mind believed they were giving a strong effort, and you whip them, what happens? They get demoralized. So his recommendation was, if it's just not working and you're banging your head against the wall and it's not going, it's time then to take some time off. Go on a walkabout. Go have fun. Get yourself together and then come back at it. Very, very important. Now, out of this group here, who knows the name Chuck Yeager? What was he famous for?
Chuck Yeager?
Yes.
I can think of two Yeager. Oh, okay. Chuck Yeager was the pilot that broke the sound barrier.
That's exactly right. Eric, you're young enough. Did you ever hear of him?
Yeah, I know about Chuck Yeager being in aviation with the Navy.
Yeah, it's probably a legend there. Russell and Michelle, have you ever heard of him?
Yes, a very famous test pilot and racer, too.
Yeah, now here's the story that he told of Chuck Yeager that relates very similarly to the horse racing story. In fact, the day that he broke through the sound barrier, he was in a plane that had already, same model, crashed twice. The first two efforts to try to break the sound barrier killed the pilots in each one of those. And when they retrieved the black boxes, they found that the voice recorder on each one said, getting close to speed, it's shuddering, it's shaking apart, going to have to back down on the throttle. And when they did, the plane just started violently shaking and fell out of the sky. Well, obviously, Yeager knew that. And when he gets up in the plane and he starts to approach terminal velocity, the thing shakes violently. He was absolutely terrified. And he finally made a decision in his own mind, and he said, well, this is it. If I'm going to die, I might as well do it with class, and he punched the throttle. Completely different than the two guys who decelerated and exploded. And he punched right through the sound barrier, and everything smoothed out. So the point was, when you start moving in your business and you start getting the greatest amount of heat and things are shaking so hard you think you want to quit, you're pushing and you're pushing and you're pushing. If you back down, you'll probably blow up and quit. If you hit the throttle, you'll break through the same time that you would be whipping the horses. right now, as we start moving into the next year, that's what this group has been kind of held together for. We're going to get real specific with the numbers that we want to accomplish in the next year. I don't know about all of you, but Terry Latham is so clearly focused on either his team or ours becoming the distributor of the year next year, he can taste it. Do you believe that we have the talent with the group that we've been meeting with to become distributors of the year?
Yep.
Well, sometimes our vision gets a little bit bold, but I believe that the group of people here together, all of us together, can represent 10,000 new distributors in NECAN in 1 year. But it's going to take a new way to think. It's going to take a new way to approach. And it's going to take a concerted, coordinated effort. We're going to have to stop being so individual and start working together for a bigger cause. Russell and Michelle, did you go to the Disneyland thing before or after the convention?
After.
If you think back to just that one section, Epcot, how many people do you suppose it took to conceive and to engineer and to build that thing and now to operate it?
Too many. Too many people. Probably 3,000 to 5,000 people.
And all of them putting in their best efforts, right?
Yes.
Could it be done by one person?
Not likely. It would take too much time.
Yeah, it would take 25,000 lifetimes for one person to do just that one. And I'll tell you how big that place is. I went from the Animal Kingdom on a bus at highway speed to the Epcot Center, or I guess the biggest difference was between Hollywood, which is like the whole Hollywood thing is as big as the Animal Kingdom. The Animal Kingdom was 500 acres. The original Disneyland in Southern California is 110 acres. Epcot is about 220 acres. And getting between the California studios or the Hollywood Studios thing, which is one of their five parks, and the Animal Kingdom was a 25-minute highway speed bus ride between the two of them. How many people do you suppose it took to make that happen? It's astronomical. And we've got to have all those people in the right places to make it work. This is no longer going to be about a push of how many can we get to come to a wellness preview on Thursday. But it's about much larger thinking. We're going to have a group that's going to be our IT department. I'm having so much trouble with computers right now that it's holding me up. It's vibrating our experimental plane. It's vibrating like crazy because of these computer problems. It's time to hit the throttle and bust through. We got team problems. We've got all these individuals out there trying to do it on their own and figure out what's going on. We're vibrating. It's time to hit the throttle and bust through. We've got individuals who have issues. They have sunglass problems. Once they take those sunglasses off, it's time to hit the throttle and to bust through. I'll share with this last point that our speaker, Brian Klemmer, brings up in his books, phenomenal books. I highly recommend that you get a book called The Compassionate Samurai if you didn't get one there. do it before the 7th. He's on the verge of breaking into the New York Times bestseller list for the week of November 4th to 7th. That's a big push they're trying to get so he can get on a lot of the TV programs, because what he does is so significantly important. I can't even give you a big enough sort of vision of how big what he does can be if he gets in the United States Senate and the House of Representatives, which they're on the verge of and could be happening if he gets into the bestseller list. So if we all just kind of get our orders from Amazon, it helps in that process. But in the Compassionate Samurai, the whole idea is that there are two types of people. One is the ruthless, absolutely focused, money-type person that just goes out there and tears it up and oftentimes doesn't have any ethics or has very little, oftentimes completely blows people away. And he says, on the other side, that's the samurai. He says, on the other side, there are the people who are so compassionate that they really could do a lot of good in this world, and they don't. Because in their compassion, they don't want to confront. So he said, the ultimate goal is to become the compassionate samurai and to have the best of both of those worlds. And so that's what his book is about. But his basic premise is that he learned from the people, Larry Profit, and he learned from the same guy, and Larry Profit brought to Niken Humans Being More training and the original goal training. Had a lot of the similar techniques that they use, and they overlap. But oh my gosh, when you guys see what we're going to be able to see through Brian Klemmer's eyes, it is astounding how fast it changes the hearts. And that when it changes your heart, you change. If it changes your head, you spin around in circles, because the head is not designed to change all of this. And underlying all of it is a third phase, and that's the 99% that is God. We keep trying to make all these changes with our head. We need to begin to take these changes with our hearts. But he has this really cool analogy. He talks about sunglasses. Let's say Steve was born with green sunglasses, and some of you who were there got to see this, but I just want to reiterate that in those green sunglasses, he might see Eric with a white shirt on. And all of his life, those sunglasses are the pre-programming that he received by his parents or his surroundings or the place where he grew up. And no matter how much Russell wants to say that it's a white shirt, and how much Michelle says that it's a white shirt, it's only going to make Steve more frustrated, because he knows it's green, he knows it's green, he knows it's green. Now, they could fight to the death over this thing, and many people do in this world. But what if that simple set of sunglasses that's changing his view of the world, how long would it take for him to realize there was another opinion if Michelle pointed out that they were simply sunglasses and all he had to do was take them off? Steve, how long would it take before you realized that it was a totally different story?
It wouldn't take very long if you took them off.
If you took them off, all of a sudden, that's called a paradigm shift. You now look at the world from a completely and totally different perspective. And what he did in this two-day course that he ran us through was absolutely staggering. One of the things he did was to have people, I'll just ask this question around the horn. Who's pretty good on this call at making commitments and living up to them? Because I just want to get a kind of a cross-section of somebody who believes that they're pretty good at it. Eric, what about you?
Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty decent at committing to something and sticking through with it.
Okay, Steve, how about you?
I have issues. I'm working to get better, but I'm not perfect yet.
which side do you think you're weakest on? The commitment side, making the commitment, or the living up to the commitment side?
Living up to.
Okay.
I think I keep more than I can.
So you commit to more things than you can keep up with, right?
Right.
Russell, which one do you fit into? Are you the one that like, do you make commitments easily, and do you stick up with those commitments, or how would you say?
Anybody can make a commitment, and you have to be careful what you commit to before it, think about carefully that you can follow through or not, because that is so huge, especially when you have 1,000 eyes watching you. You have to live it up to what you commit to and follow through, and it's very hard to do.
So would you say you're stronger at making commitments or living up to them?
I would say everybody's stronger making a commitment, but living up with it is the hardest thing of all.
Because if you think about it, if we have two options like that, we've got four possibilities. One is to be strong at making commitments, and you could be strong at living up to commitments, or you could be strong at making commitments and weak at living up to commitments, or you could be weak at living up to or making them and strong at living up to them. Or you could be weak at both. So you could see how everybody would have a difference. Michelle, which ones would you say you are?
Missing in action right now.
Okay.
I'm not here right now.
And I tend to be a little more like Steve, where I make so many that there isn't any hope in the face of the planet that I can keep up with them.
You're not alone.
And when I make those commitments, I don't make them with the intensity that I really ought to. Now, a samurai is a person who's going to make commitments, and they will die to keep those commitments. That was really what samurais were known more for, was their devotion to a commitment than they were really for their fighting skills. It was this incredible devotion to their commitments. And the little exercise he did around that, I won't tell you guys the answer, but I highly encourage you someday to get an opportunity to go through it with a group. It rips your sunglasses so far off your head, it is absolutely staggering how fast you change. And imagine
you faded out almost completely there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I fade out on all the rest of you as well?
Nope.
No. Okay. Well, the key, Russell, there was just that in terms of the effect that had on people, in less than 15 minutes was one of the biggest paradigm. It was such a big paradigm crash, you could almost hear it in all the people in the President's Club. Now, these are the kinds of things that we can bring people to in Niken. What we're going to push through is to become something so much bigger than we believe ourselves to be today. It's just got to be organized. And that organization, I have been very reticent to make these commitments, knowing that I made them too easily before and couldn't live up with them. And so I appreciate all of your hanging on until we get the final details, because this alliance between us and Terry is about these commitments. It's about people who are locking in to get it done with intention and buying into the intention and blowing it out. Because if we prove it, it's about the bigger issue. It's about the team. It's about making it happen. It's about proving it, because then it can be followed by other people. Systems, we'll have things that make sense, that you can move a person from one thing to another. And Niken's got some marvelous trainings and things that you can go to experientially. They take care of the products. They take care of all the other stuff. All we got to do now is to say, okay, the league is developed. The championships are set. If we agree on the championship, let's have at it. The stakes now, platinum for everybody. No looking back. Get platinum done. The next step will be President's Club. We do everything we think about, everything we work on, all of our strategies are developing platinums. So that's the final phases. It's about people coming together and introducing your new team partners to that heat, that momentum, that strength, that power of these ever-growing groups. And when you start hanging around with Terry's group, you guys are going to be amazed. Because as I've mentioned before, he's got, I think, 24 multimillionaires that were multimillionaires before they came in Niken that are trying to make the same decisions to make a commitment that all of you are. And I got a feeling when we put these sparks together, there's going to be critical mass like we've never seen. The third group that may be sidling up next to us as we get moving would be Kathy and Bernie Doman, who are probably second place this year for the distributors of the year. But we want to go big potatoes. We don't want to go small. Okay, so by next week, let's lock and load, and Terry and I are going to be meeting probably 3 or 4 hours a day to try to get this banged out. Keep in mind that he's the one that's going to be doing a lot of the organizational stuff. I'll do a lot of the inspirational, and I'll be doing a lot of the backup material for the training and for the taking care of the people who want to know more about Niken and their products. We'll have places for people to go, logical steps for them to go through, and we just flat turn up the throttle and bring people in because there's never been a time when people needed to be around Niken more than they need to be today. Anybody have any last comments? Let's all pitch in and buy Russell a new phone.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds exciting to me.
All right, Eric, good to hear you on the phone. And let's just have a week where we just strip to go naked and run around crazy. How's good? Sound good?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's rock. On to platinum. See you guys next week.
Hey, see you, buddy.
Bye.